Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report,
Gloria Molina's political career made clear to me at a young age that Latinas could not only lead, but that they could be powerful.
We remember Gloria Molina, the madre of East LA. She died on Mother's Day after a long fight with cancer. Gloria Molina was a young political activist when she first ran. She did not have the support of some of LA's established Latino political leaders back then. We'll talk about that for a moment. And we'll give you a preview of your Memorial Day and summer vacation plans. One thing to remember, leave early. It's Monday, May 15th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. You know, we first heard about Gloria Molina back in 1982 when she ran for California State Assembly in East LA. She was 34 years old and the first Latina elected to the Assembly. More firsts followed. In 1986, she became the first Latina elected to the LA City Council. In 1990, the first Latina elected to the LA County Board of Supervisors, where she served for more than two decades. Gloria Molina, the madre of East LA, died on Mother's Day at the age of 74. Now, we knew her death was coming. She had battled cancer for 3 years and had announced not long ago that the prognosis was terminal. Gloria Molina was more than just the first Latina elected to various political offices. She was a fighter for the largely working class and Latino population in eastern LA County. Here's LAist correspondent Leslie Beristein Rojas.
Gloria Molina is remembered not only as a trailblazer, but as someone who cared deeply about the community she came from. Molina was proudly Mexican-American, born in Montebello. Those who worked with her say she brought her working-class perspective to her job, pushing for things like better public health care and transportation for LA's working poor and for environmental justice.
Molina was an advocate for women's health issues, an advocate for equity in public transit, especially for the largely Latino eastern part of LA County, where workers often needed buses to get to their jobs. And she was a fighter against the kind of industrial pollution that plagued her district, like the lead contamination from the old Exide battery recycling plant in Vernon. Fernando Guerra directs the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University. He's also an honorary LAist Life Trustee. Guerra says Molina ran for office as a young activist, but did not have the backing of the major Latino political players.
And that was the break. It crystallized in her mind that she was an outsider and that outsiders needed representation. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history with her being in the Assembly, the Council, the Board of Supervisors.
And that inspired other Latinas to get involved in politics, like Hilda Solis, who succeeded her on the LA County Board of Supervisors. Sonia Diaz heads the UCLA Latino Policy and Politics Institute.
Gloria Molina's political career made clear to me at a young age that Latinas could not only lead, but that they could be powerful.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says Molina was a force for unapologetic good and transformational change in Los Angeles. And picking up on that force theme, California U.S. Senator Alex Padilla called Molina an unmatched political force. Gloria Molina was a big supporter of La Plaza de Cultura y Artes in downtown L.A. Today, it announced it would celebrate her life with a special event on July 8th. After a break, a Writers Guild strike update, and then traveling over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, you're going to have a lot of friends on the freeways.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. It's the time of year when major TV networks, cable channels, and streaming platforms are staging elaborate presentations in New York to sell billions of dollars worth of commercial time for fall programming. But because of the Writers Guild strike, things are a bit unusual. LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn, the host of our podcast Retake, says three things are happening, or rather not happening, at these elaborate presentations called the upfronts.
First, there are pickets. Several hundred were picketing NBC's presentation on Monday at Radio City Music Hall. Second, all of the shows that are being sold might not be ready by the fall because of the strike. And third, because of the pickets, Netflix canceled its live presentation, which was going to happen later this week. It will now be virtual.
John Horn says the Tony Awards have also canceled their live broadcast in June on CBS and Paramount Plus after the ceremony's producers asked the Writers Guild for a waiver to allow Guild writers to script the show. The union declined the request. To read more about the strike, just head over to LAist.com. The Automobile Club of Southern California today predicted that 3.3 million Southern Californians will travel someplace over the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. That number is just a little bit higher than the number of travelers over the same holiday weekend in 2019, before the pandemic hit. About 85% of those Southern Californians will drive to their holiday weekend getaway. Here's a little bit more. Heather Felix, the Auto Club's Vice President of Travel Products, says in a statement that the 2023 summer travel season could be one for the record books. She said, this could be the busiest summer at airports since 2005. By the way, if your summer vacation plans include camping at Yosemite National Park, you better check with the park rangers first. They're closing three popular campgrounds starting today because they expect this week's warmer weather will melt the Sierra snowpack faster than expected. That could flood the Lower and North Pines campgrounds and the Housekeeping Camp. They're going to know more this evening. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producer Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com, listen live anytime on the LAist app, or listen on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.